feel like this, you're getting everything possible that you need to get ready for a season out of this camp?
Yeah, so far we just we get out here, we work hard. Coaches call the plays, and we just try to execute it as best we can.
Does it concern you that a lot of guys are getting injured, especially the guys behind you in the secondary?
No, not at all. It's part of our game. We just got to keep rolling with the guys that we have here.
Tommy, can you talk about some of the offensive linemen you've gone against one-on-one? Are there any of the guys that have sort of stood out to you, especially the new guys?
Yeah, I'm very impressed with number 71 on our team. He's able to play guard and he's able to play tackle. And I'm going against him. He's stoned me a couple times. I'm very impressed with him.
On offense, they're talking about picking up where they left off last year. Not reloading, just moving forward. That isn't something you guys can say. How do you guys as a group approach this season?
I'm not understanding what you were saying.
The offense has decided they want to do what they did last year. Yeah. They launched last year. You guys started well, did not finish very well.
Okay.
What do you guys set as a goal or your platform for this season?
Well, I think we just have to finish. That's really it. We just got to – everything we do, we just got to work harder on finishing games, finishing plays. And you said it, just finishing. We wasn't able to finish well last year on the defensive side, and we just got to continue to do better.
Tom, but what makes a great pass rusher? If you had to draw up what makes a great pass rusher, what's the prototype?
The will to be able to lose a lot of fights and get right back up and keep doing it. A lot of guys get discouraged while rushing because they can't win on this rush, or you know, you got to be very strong-minded and constantly just plugging away, because at one point you got to kind of become a pain in that person rearing. But that's what makes a good pass rusher to me. You got to have will. You can have all the moves in the world, but if you don't have any will, you're not really going to get there.
Funny when you think about it, there might be 50 pass plays, and you might get them one time, and that's a good day, isn't it? Sometimes a 1 for 50 batting
average. Yeah, you can lose all your rushes during the game and, you know, get beat up all game, and, you know, when the time presents itself and you're able to continue to rush, and maybe he might take a play off, and that's part of pass rushing.
You, Justin Houston, and D-Ford, all three together, is that an exciting mix? Have you seen some interesting ways that you three are going to be used all at one time?
Yeah. We got a fourth guy, Josh. Josh Martin. I mean, putting all of us in there, we all love rushing. And, you know, Coach Sutton is the one who's going to call it. And we just have to, again, have the will and desire to come off the ball and just cause havoc in the backfield. Yeah, I've worked with Josh. Josh and I, we've worked together this entire offseason. We went out to California. We ran sand dunes. The kid is gifted. He's very fast, very strong, very smart. I mean, he went to Columbia. He could do it all. It's just a matter of opportunity, getting this chance to rush the passer, and he can prove it. Well, those are that's the future. Those guys are going to be around for for quite a bit. So, you know, I mean, it's good to be able to work with them. You know, their assets. I mean, I wish I had the speed Josh have and be strong as Houston. But, you know, the knowledge I've acquired over the years, being able to pass it on to these guys, I mean, they can run with it.
You're not ready to pass that torch just yet, though, are you?
No, of course not. I love playing this game, and I love playing for the Chiefs, and I'll be here as long as my body lets me.
Without kind of over-diagnosing the end of last year, you mentioned finishing. What do you think the key is to be a 16-game defense for you guys and extending what the good start was into a full year?
We got to stay healthy. That's part of the game. So long we stay healthy, that'll help us in the long run. And we can't feed into everything everyone is saying. And, you know, last time our team went 9-0 or 10-0, it's been a while. So all of those things happening to us, it was kind of, you know, it's overwhelming at times. But, you know, just staying healthy and taking a game at a time and just focusing on, you know, just that. And that'll help us throughout the season.
With all the talent out here right now in your pass rushing game, how excited are you guys to finally start tackling?
I'm excited. I think our guys are excited. Coach create situations out there where we tackle one another. So I mean, we're excited to go out and have a game in a week. It's been since January, so yeah, it's exciting.
Do you know when you'll go full contact here?
We've already gone live here. Yeah, we've gone live here probably two or three times already and tackle each other.